You see, it all began with Sunday Twist saying, I often wonder if I've fallen out of love with Twitter, just like I have done with Audio Boo. Well, no, actually, it began earlier than that. It began with Sunday Twist saying, this is taking the piss now. Lost like 7 followers yesterday. No wonder I don't feel like tweeting. So that got me on to her, and I started a little conversation with her. And a little while later, Sinead Nerean chipped in to say, good morning, everybody. Frosty morning here in Tipperary. Enjoy your Sunday. That then led on to Susan Clunan saying to me that she'd started to follow Pauline Sargent on Twitter when she saw the mention of Drimna and chipped in that her parents hailed from there. And while all this was going on, you know, Russ Carberry Ressi, R-E-C-I, Russ Carberry Ressi chipped in saying to me and to Sunday Twist, good morning, happy to interact if you don't mind me jumping in at times. Now, this was beginning to get a little bit active, and the next thing that happened is Dougary chipped in to say that she knew Susan Clunan from a parenting website from years ago, and also Pauline Sargent, and she holiday beside each other every Sunday. And then the next thing, we get Dougary chipping in to tell me that Pauline's a great woman. Dougary then said to Sunday Twist that she just butts into conversations whenever she feels like it. And I thought that was a really good thing to do. And then Karen Buchanan, 3, said that she tries to go for a swim at least 3 mornings a week, so she usually arrives back around this particular time. Now, while this is going on, a few tweets have come in from Jane Boyd in Vancouver, and from Tania Gaddaka, who has just read Chris Brogan's newsletter at this time. And then, completely unexpectedly, out of the blue as far as I was concerned, Keith Bohanna gets in on the act and says hello to Sunday Twist, and says something very clear. A following base that regenerates itself, including unfollows, beats a turgid audience. ? Well, I mean, that made some kind of sense to me, I must say. And while Russ Carberry Ressi was saying almost at the same time, in fact, exactly at the same time, said that she'd like to chat about food, but austerity could be included as we try to stretch quality to meet healthy appetites. Now, this whole thing was getting a bit active at this stage. And then Susan Clunan chips in to say that she doesn't tweet very much these days, but she'd gladly meet up with me when she's in Cork, or if I'm in Clonmel, so we're into now the possibility of face-to-face. Then Scary on Twitter chips in to say, I'd find interaction a lot on Twitter, but it tends to be about speech therapy, makeup and everyday life. Then out of the blue, from across the water in the UK, comes Seaside Sally, ace, chipping in, saying, how are you both? You know, I mean, this is just getting out of hand now at this stage. And then Keith Bohanna comes back saying, you know, it's loose, though, with maybe 5% of tweets being seen. So he's sort of really into, let's get some metrics into this situation. Susan Clunan is using the word positively and positively repeatedly in her tweets. So then we get Jane Boyd from Vancouver saying that this is something on Twitter again is tempting her to come to Ireland. Excuse me while I just have a cup of tea. At the same time as all this is going on, there's also some people over there in Holland talking about the weather, and that wonderful chef from the Cliff House Hotel is over there, and so he's getting in on it. Now, then from Wexford or somewhere like that comes the wonderful tweet from Creative Dynamics. Creative Dynamics says, I think of Twitter like a public transport bus stop on random chat, regular commute, etc. And now as I look at it, I see that got 3 retweets, that one really. Susan Clunan chips in that she's depends on lists, and her own aren't as well organised as she'd like. And then we bring Ronan L. Tynan into the picture and Destack. So things are really in Facebook. And then Karn Sore Boxer comes into the picture, saying that she noticed this too and thought it was just her. And this, she's basically saying that she goes along with Sunday Twist, that Twitter is kind of declining, if you like, or not becoming as interesting as it used to be. Oh dear, and Scary chips in to say, I guess just the stuff going on. Oh, this morning she's actually interested in talking about hangovers, you know. Oh dear, and then we get Susan Clunan saying, Twitter showed me I wasn't following you. TweetDeck isn't so good for that. Ah, look, we've all had this situation. You think you're following somebody and then you think you're not following them. Sure, what does it blooming matter? Mainly, the main thing is, who are you connecting with and who have you got time to connect with? And we can't connect with everybody. And Keith Bohanna then chipped in to say, lists when you absolutely need to see all utterances from someone. So he's got a particular view on the use of lists. And, you know, he's quite strong then in another tweet to say that person to person can't be replaced by Twitter. But, quote, Twitter can amplify and reinforce person to person interactions. And then Green Side Up Veg comes in on the action. Green Side Up Veg comes in to agree with Creative Dynamic, really. And now we have a regular group going on about them. You know, who else have we got in the picture now? Any minute now, we're going to have some other people coming in on the action. So out of the blue comes, oh, I can't pronounce it, Zwartblesie, who chips in to say, well said, to Keith Bohanna. So now this group is really gathering pace at this stage. And, you know, Twitter is certainly a useful tool for getting a group of people, none of whom are living in the same place, chatting to each other on a Sunday morning while it's actually not only cold outside, but pouring rain. I can hear it on the roof of my house. Karns or Boxer is chipping back into the conversation, you know, saying Twitter is just the app. Well, that's in reply to the fact that I said that, look, the Twitter is only a piece of blooming software. It's real people who are connecting with each other. The flesh and blood isn't, I didn't quite say this, isn't in Twitter. The flesh and blood is in the people. But not constant self-promoting and marketing. Well, I don't know who does constant self-promoting and marketing. That doesn't work all that well on Twitter. And then we get into people talking about bus conducting and bus driving, because Wholesome, i.e., got in on the act, and she chips in saying, did somebody mention transport? Anyway, look, this whole thing this morning was a bit of fun, I have to say. You know, here we have the totality of Susan Clunan, Green Side Up Veg, Creative Dynamics, Keith Bohanna, Sunday Twist, and I'm sure I forgot, oh, I've forgotten Karn Soren Boxer, Scary, although I don't know that they're all interacting with each other. I might have got myself a little bit mixed up. But in the middle of all this, Pauline Sargent comes in on the act, and she talks about Chris Brogan. So, I mean, that's about having impact, Chris Brogan. Everything to do with Chris Brogan is about having impact. And here we are, faffing around. And I love the old sheep one, the svartsbills.ie. So, what are we to say? Oh, yeah, finally, before things looked like as if, oh, you know, this, I have to go now, I said. I had other things to do. I had to make a cup of tea and take it up to my poor wife, who's recovering from an illness upstairs. Geraldine Lavan got in and said, this has been an interesting conversation. Oh dear, and then Scary says she's already made lunch and had tomato and lentil soup, and now we're into food. So basically, what use is Twitter? I don't know. Is it a pain in the neck? Can you use it for anything interesting? I would say that out of all that, I've already said to myself, I must get back in touch with Susan Clunan and meet her face to face in Cork and have a conversation with her, because there's a few things on my mind that I'd like to collaborate with her about. So that's number one. Number two is I want to get back in and keep in touch with Pauline Sargent and meet her in Dublin when I get there, because Pauline Sargent, Drimna Gal as well on Twitter, absolutely a valuable contact, and I could think of a few things we might be able to do together some stage in the future. You know, and then there's Creative Dynamics, who I keep promising myself and occasionally promising her, I go and meet her, and because full of admiration for the quality of the stuff that she shares. And you know, so look, out of a very simple hour in the life of a cup of tea or two in the kitchen here, you know, what is there is the possibility of collaborating, not all this exchanging tweets and tweets alone. Tweets are a lead up to something, right? Where are we going when we're using Twitter? What are we doing? What are we making happen? Or are we just, in the words of the impact equation, making noise? Although I actually think noise can be quite attractive as well. So there we are, a little spice of snippet of life, which I must make sure I send to Bernie Goldbach, because he knows all of these people and they all know him. And so, you know, what good is Twitter? Well, I don't know. Make up your own mind. Cheers, folks. Bye.